Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro on Monday claimed victory in the country's presidential election, but opposition rival Edmundo Gonzalez claimed he was the victor and had the polling to prove it, Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
The United States has said it has serious concerns that the results announced by the Electoral Authority do not reflect the votes of the people. Meanwhile, reactions from Latin American leaders were mixed. Argentine President Javier Milei called the official result a fraud, while Costa Rica and Peru rejected it, and Chile said it would not accept any result that was not verifiable. Russia and Cuba cheered Maduro's victory.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Senior U.S. officials said on Monday electoral manipulation had stripped the announcement of Maduro's re-election victory of any credibility, and Washington left the door open to fresh sanctions on the OPEC nation, White House spokesperson John Kirby.
We have serious concerns that the result as released by electoral authorities doesn't reflect the will and the votes of the Venezuelan people. We want to see our concerns assuaged. We believe the best way to do that is a full, transparent release of the tabulation.
Israel wants to hurt Hezbollah but not drag the Middle East into an all-out war, two Israeli officials said on Monday as Lebanon braced for retaliation after a rocket strike that killed 12 children and teenagers in the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights. Two other Israeli officials said Israel was preparing for the possibility of a few days of fighting following Saturday's rocket strike at a sports field it blamed on the Iranian-backed Lebanese group Hezbollah. Hezbollah has denied any connection with the incident, as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu